It looks like Russia will ratify the Kyoto Protocol, clearing the way for the treaty to become international law. The accord aims to cut the greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to global warming. President Vladimir Putin's cabinet approved it today, and that gives the go-ahead to Russia's parliament to sign on. Since the United States pulled out of Kyoto, Russia's support is critical. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
President Putin said several months ago that Russia would ratify Kyoto. And since Putin now wields undisputed political power, his government's approval was only a formality. Nevertheless, environmentalists like Alexei Kokorin of the World Wildlife Foundation in Moscow hailed the news.
We think that this is a very timely and very good decision. We would like to be more focused on the ecological context. We have not terrible climate change on Russian territory. We have not Caribbean cyclones or we have not typhoons, but Russia should join global society in their efforts.
Western European governments, which, unlike the United States, are strong backers of Kyoto, also welcomed Russia's move toward ratifying the treaty. But many here say President Putin probably acted from political motives in deciding to order his government to approve Kyoto now. Putin has just moved to increase his already wide powers by abolishing elections to choose regional leaders. And the Russian president's increasingly authoritarian style has been harshly criticized by many influential Europeans. Again, environmentalist Alexei Kokorin.
And of course, and timing is political. Speaking in political terms, Russian image around the globe is not as high as desirable. Therefore, it's timely to do something like ratification of the Kyoto Protocol.
A few Russian politicians challenge claims that the Kyoto Protocol will put a dent in global warming. Alexei Ilarionov is a Kremlin advisor who says the science behind Kyoto is unproven. He says the treaty will make it impossible for Russia to meet one of its top economic priorities.
The Kyoto restrictions will make it impossible for us to double our gross domestic product over the next decade. We should look that reality straight in the eyes.
However, many analysts here say the differences within the government over Kyoto were more apparent than real. They say Putin was exploiting them as a negotiating tactic with the European Union to win concessions, like EU support for Russia's bid to join the World Trade Organization in exchange for supporting Kyoto. Margaret Wallström is the European Environment Commissioner. She says there will be benefits for Russia.
I think they see clearly that this will open up for European investments, for example, in their energy system. They need that. They need to modernize and renovate and make more efficient their whole energy system. And this is something that Europe will definitely be more willing to do.
And experts in Moscow say most Russian industries did not oppose Kyoto. That's because there's little cost to them in the foreseeable future. Due to a post-Soviet industrial decline, Russian manufacturers now produce 25% less pollution than they did in 1990. That means that for several years, Russia will have spare capacity that it can sell to countries already exceeding their quotas for greenhouse gas emissions. Experts say Russia could make hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars from its decision to ratify Kyoto. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.